We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You're listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have on the phone with me the Parks and Recreation Planning Coordinator, Paige Marshall-Bigler. Paige, it's good to have you back on the phone.
Great to connect today and to share our summer calendar of events for Levy Park.
I would guess that the Parks and Rec Department is getting kind of what's the phrase when a horse really wants to go to a race? They're chomping at the bit because COVID restrictions are being released a little bit. I see emails coming from the city that events are planned. Things are getting back to what you might want to call normal. But I want to spend a little time with you today and have you go over what the offerings are and what people can look forward to. So tell me what's going on with Parks and Rec for this summer.
Absolutely. So in regards to programming at Levy Park, we are anticipating a full summer of events to take place at the Rotary Pavilion in downtown Hastings along the Mississippi Riverfront. We have a variety of programs June through September this year with different series, and we kick off summer on Tuesday, June 8th with our summer kickoff event.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that. What can we look forward with a summer kickoff event? Yeah.
It is our annual event that takes place each year. It'll fall on Tuesday, June 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Levy Park. We will have Aztec dance performance, a fire show, and live music by the Metronomes, along with food trucks, inflatables, and hands-on activities.
All right. And what are the hours for that?
It is 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All right. And, of course, as this is a summer kickoff event for the city, I'm guessing that the admission to the event is going to be free. Is that correct?
Yes. All of our Levy Park events for the City of Hastings Parks and Rec Department are free in regards to our movies in the park, which just cost a non-perishable food donation for Hastings Family Service.
All right, and when are you starting the movies in the park?
Movies in the park fall June through August on Friday evenings, and our first movie in the park will take place Friday, June 11th.
And what's the movie?
The movie will be The Land Before Time, and this is a partnership with Crossroads Church,
okay,
who will be hosting activities 7:30 to 8:30 with the movie starting just as the sun hits the tree line. So we anticipate the movie to start 8:30 to 9:45.
And what are some of the pre-movie activities? I noticed that you had pre-movie activities starting at 7:30. What are some of those?
We do. So all of our movies are in partnership with different organizations throughout Hastings. So these organizations will host hands-on activities, and those can range from obstacle courses, scavenger hunts, bingo, trivia, or other fun make-and-take activities with crafts, music, and then also some fun giveaways, which may be food or frisbees, along those lines for community members and families to come out prior to the movie and enjoy being outdoors in our park system.
All right. And just kind of an aside on this, but as you look through the list of activities, movies, and events just for movies in the park, what are the ones that would most intrigue you that you would like to, like, which movie would you like to see, and which activity sounds like the most fun to you?
Yeah, so being
I'm just putting
planner,
you on the spot.
Being the planner, I really try to take into consideration a variety of ages, demographics, as well as interests. So we try to plan for a multitude of different interests. So I would say my favorite series to coordinate is the Storytime in the Park, just because I enjoy doing those big books and those hands-on activities and games and songs with youth. And those take place in the mornings from 10:30 to 11:15, as well as the evenings from 6 to 6:45. So giving people the opportunity who work the daytime or evening to have an opportunity to come out for either one of those. As far as movies go, I would say for movies, we've tried a variety in years past, and really the ones that do really well are Disney and Pixar.
Yeah.
So those are kind of the top attended movies over the last 5 years. So that's kind of what we hone in on. But one movie that I do think would will be a great hit, but also a kind of a throwback is the original Mighty Ducks movie in the park that'll take place on Friday, July 9th.
The Mighty Ducks, and now we actually have an NHL team named the Ducks. It's kind of like the way you usually say art imitates life, but this way it was the other way around. Life imitated art.
And our park for this movie in the park is the Hastings Hockey Association. So they will be doing hockey-related activities from 7:30 to 8:30 prior to the movie starting.
All right. And the attendance at a lot of these, do you find, well, it's kind of hard to gauge now because a lot of them were suspended for last year, but traditionally, like Story Time in the Park or the Story Walk itself, do you find that they are well attended, that people are enjoying them? How is that working out for the Parks Department?
Yeah, we actually track all of our attendance for every event we have over the last 5 years. We track on site at the beginning, during, and after for attendees. Sometimes it's difficult because a lot of people are moving throughout the park, but we do get a very accurate count for these events. So our Story Time in the Parks, the daytimes are very well attended, the 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. time frame, and we see anywhere between 50 and 150 people attend the daytime Story Times, and for the evenings, we average between 20 and 40 people attend those evening Story Times.
That's interesting. It's really nice that people are engaged with that and attend. Are you going to be doing things like, I remember a couple of years ago there was a program called Yoga in the Park. You do all kinds of things in a park. What other things might we be able to look forward to?
Yes, so we do have a multitude of series of events. However, we are no longer offering fee-based programs such as Yoga in the Park or other Fitness in the Park programs due to the low attendance for those fee-based programs.
Okay.
So now all of our programs are free. And those programs include our Summer Kickoff, our Make Music Day, our Party in the Park, Bike with the Ranger, Story Time, Movies, Music, Performances, and our Story Walk.
Now, personally, for me, it would be more of a Music in the Park. So tell me a little bit about that program, who you have lined up, and when different acts are going to be appearing.
Absolutely. So our Music in the Park series has evolved over the last 5 years due to our feedback directly from community members and visitors in Hastings that have attended. We used to do one Music in the Park a month, and then we moved to two. And now, in 2021, we have Music in the Park every Thursday evening from June through September. And those fall on Thursdays from 7 to 8:30. And those are booked many months in advance with contracts and agreements. And those are actually have evolved and made possible actually through a donation supported by the Ruth and George Doffing Charitable Fund.
Okay.
So this is a donation that has been received by the Ruth and George Doffing Charitable Fund to make Music in the Park series expanded through 2021.
Excellent. And who are some of the acts that are going to be coming this year?
For Music in the Park, I try to plan a variety of genres to spark all interests. Our first Music in the Park is Thursday, June 10th from 7 to 8:30, and it's the Ladies of the 80s, which is 80s tribute band.
Nice.
And then from Thursday, June 10th, we have Music in the Park scheduled every Thursday through Thursday, September 2nd. However, because the Levee Park Rotary Pavilion is outside, we book the last three Thursdays in September as our rain dates. So if we have a Music in the Park not be able to move forward due to unfavorable weather, those last Thursdays in September are saved for postponement dates.
Sure. And then I guess what I'm wondering then is they bring in the acts, and you say the admission is free. You know, you're doing the free events for the park. So are the musicians, are they donating their time and talent, or are they kind of paid through that grant, or how does that work? And if I'm being too nosy, let me know, but just curious.
So our Music in the Park series is supported by the donation from the Ruth and George Doffing Charitable Fund. So that those dollars go towards paying those musicians.
Okay.
So all of our musicians for our Music in the Park series are paid.
That's good to know. That's nice. Because yeah. you hear a lot of things, and I do music as kind of a hobby, and I kind of follow things where people are always asking, well, can you just donate your time and talent as an exposure event? So I commend the Parks and Rec Department for taking into consideration the fact that these artists need to earn a little bit for the time and the talent they give to that. So I thank you for that. And
absolutely. And the Music in the Park series has really grown and has kind of become a staple down at Levee Park. So it's fun to see it evolve over the last 5 years and become a consistent event happening on Thursday evenings at Levee Park.
All right. And then you're also, you mentioned that you're going to be involved in Make Music Day, which I believe is June 10th this year. Is that correct?
Make Music Day is every year on June 21st, summer solstice.
I was only off by 11.
June 10th is our first Music in the Park series.
Right.
Make Music Day is our one-day event each year. National
worldwide
event that takes place. Yeah. Yep. Takes place. And Hastings is actually the largest Make Music Day in Minnesota.
Nice. I did not know that. Is the Parks and Rec Department going to be involved in any kind of activities for Rivertown Days this summer?
For Rivertown Days,
because I know that's more of a chamber and downtown business association kind of a thing, but are you going to be providing any kind of attractions or anything like that for that?
Yeah, so the City of Hastings overall is a large partner in Rivertown Days, not only with our city resources such as police and on-site support with parks maintenance, trash and recycling collection. Our staff go out every day, sometimes multiple times a day, in support of Rivertown Days, as well as our public works and parks departments have been coordinators of Machinery Hill, which is under the Highway 61 bridge, where people of all ages can climb through our city, big city vehicles, and check those out at Machinery Hill.
Okay, and that's kind of under the purview of maybe the police department or public works or the fire department. Are there any specific activities for Parks and Recs related to Rivertown Days, or just you all kind of go in as a group effort for that?
Yeah, so Rivertown Days does take many of the city departments in order to support, but. More specifically, our sports coordinator, Phil Vargas, coordinates the Rivertown Days Kitten Ball Tournament that happens each year annually for Rivertown Days Week.
What, the Kitten Ball Tournament? Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so being that it's not my program, I'm not too familiar with it, but it's a form of softball where you use a larger ball, and it's gone on for many years in celebration of Rivertown Days. So groups, teams will form and get together, and then a tournament is planned by our sports coordinator for the Kitten Ball Tournament in Hastings.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And then moving on past Rivertown Days, you know, we're not even into it yet, but we're already talking about programs for the end of summer. What does the early fall season look like for Parks and Rec this year?
Yes, so our Levee Park events go into the end of September. September 28th will be our last coordinated event at Levee Park, which is a performance in the park. And those will happen on Tuesday evenings. So that'll be our last program in Levee Park, which would which leads right into October, where we have annual events such as our Paws in the Park event at the Rivertown Dog Park, and our cleanup events, as well as other events that take place throughout the city of Hastings, other than Levy Park.
All right. And will the Parks and Recreation Department be running any youth sporting events like a T-ball league or anything like that?
The City of Hastings Parks and Rec Department does not coordinate youth leagues. That is all in coordination by the youth associations throughout Hastings or community ed. The City of Hastings does, however, support those programs through use of fields and courts throughout Hastings. So we do all the scheduling for all those associations to use those fields and courts throughout Hastings.
Sure. So it's kind of like a community-wide partnership to get the kids out and active, have a great summer, and get back to what we were used to before COVID kind of derailed everything last year.
Yes, all the youth sports, from my understanding, are coordinated by all of our youth associations throughout Hastings.
All right. We've got about a minute or so left, Paige, and what I would like to do at this point is give you the opportunity to provide contact information where people could call or visit websites if they have questions. Where can they find the schedule of events for Levy Park and other things that Park and Rec is doing? You know, just the contact information for the department, basically.
Absolutely. Our greatest resource is our website at www.hastingsmn.gov. And my direct line is 651-480-6182, along with my email, pmarshall, M-A-R-S-C-H-A-L-L, at hastingsmn.gov. All of our calendar of events are dispersed throughout our local media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You'll see updates for programs coming weekly as well as monthly, June through September. Our communications coordinator, Don Skelly, spearheads all of our outreach for the community in Hastings. So we're thankful for having those talents within our city who outreach also to our local media partners, including KDWA, in support of our events. And I do believe you can also find our events on KDWA on their community calendar, along with the chamber calendar, HCTV, and the Hastings Journal is in support of all of our events, along with other metro area local media. We try to get the word out and bring people down to Hastings and enjoy our restaurants and shops and our programs and our parks and trails.
I certainly enjoy sitting on the riverfront myself, you know, down below the Legion there, just set out a chair and watch the river go by. And what you are saying is true. We do at KDWA take pride in partnering with the City of Hastings to publish as many of those events as we can. And I would remind our listeners to check KDWA, check the city website for all those events going on. Unfortunately, at this point, we've about run out of time, so I would like to thank my guest for this segment, Paige Marshall Bigler with the Hastings Parks and Recreation Department. Paige, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you, Mike, and we're looking forward to a fun summer at Levy Park on the riverfront.
Excellent. This is Community In Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
We built this city. We built this city.